Parshas Rosh Hashiva. Rebbeim, I thank Rav Glazer for helping set it up. I don't want to disturb. I understand it's not a usual spot. So I don't want to disturb Second Seder. I'll be try to keep it short. We're coming to Yom Naram, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So, for myself, probably for others, it's not. There's a part of us that has a very hard time with it. And you know, maybe longer davening is daunting. Being serious is daunting. But there's another part I think that hits us, and I think I want to try to correct, and that is the part that, you know, where it's a time where we're gonna focus on our aveiros, beat ourselves up, and that's a hard thing to do. Achet shechatanu, I'm no good because of this, I'm no good because of that, I'm bad because of that. It's not necessarily a enjoyable experience for us. On Rosh Hashanah, something very interesting. Rosh Hashanah, we don't focus on our aveiros. We don't focus on our sins. You say, Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha Kemat, you know. You don't talk about our sins on Rosh Hashanah. So when I was younger, you know, I would try to find any single place you can in the Rosh Hashanah davening, if you could stick it in. You know, as I get older, I realize that if Chazal set up a davening a certain way, you should follow what they're instructing us. It's like in Shemoneh Esrei, we kind of get to our little pieces. You know, if Chas Hashem, we have a relative to daven for, we get to Refa'inu, we stick our piece. Parnasa, when you're older, you run to your pieces, and then you realize like Shemoneh Esrei was set up, B'lashon Rabbim was set up to daven for Klal Yisrael. It's nice to add our pieces, but you have to look at what was being given in front of us. And the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is being mamluch Hashem, is accepting Hashem as our King. And I think there's a lot of powerful messages, but the powerful message that Hashem is giving us, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if you did tshuva before Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't make a difference if you're a tzaddik. It doesn't make a difference if you're Russia. When you come to Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you, however you are, as bloody as you are, as bloody as you think you are, probably not, but however you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear, Hashem wants to hear you say, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimelech Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem wants you to say, V'simlach Atah Hashem L'vadecha Kol Ma'asecha. Hashem wants it from you. You know, after Yom Kippur, we have Sukkot, there's a big focus on the lulav and the esrog. And I just thinking now, perhaps, that the Mesil Sharm brings, we take the Dalamina, and we want to bring the Russia in. So what do we want from the Russia? But perhaps there's a message here. We want the Russia involved too. If the Russia will be Makir Hashem for a moment, that's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear from every one of us. I don't know where it says. If it does say Hashem wants to hear more from the Tzaddik, from the Russia, in terms of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of recognizing Hashem. There's a mile from the Russia. Ooh, look who's here. Look who showed up. Look who's talking to me today. Look who's recognizing me today. So perhaps purposely on Rosh Hashanah, we shelve our sins, and we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our avodah on Rosh Hashanah is we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the King. We recognize there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is precious. That is precious in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's precious in the eyes of Hashem. You know, Rosh Hashanah really symbolizes what we're here for. We're not here on this world to apologize to Hashem. We're not here in this world to apologize. Apologies are after mistakes. We're not here on this world to apologize. We're here on this world to bring honor to Hashem. We're here on this world to learn Torah. We're here in this world to perform mitzvahs. So Rosh Hashanah really is what we're here on this world for. On Rosh Hashanah, we're doing what we're here for. We're not apologizing. That's not what we're here for. If we didn't make any mistakes, good. We're here. Rosh Hashanah is the avodah of a Jew. So Rosh Hashanah, our avodah is to be the best Jew we can be on Rosh Hashanah. Forget about what we did before Rosh Hashanah. Forget about what we will do after Rosh Hashanah. Today, I'm going to try to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It happens to be that a good Rosh Hashanah could change a person. A good Rosh Hashanah could bring a person to grow. Forget bring a person to start apologizing for what he did wrong. The Ikar Avodah is not apologizing. You know, say in a marriage, like a husband's always apologizing to his wife for what he does wrong. After a while, his wife says, your apologies are meaningless to me because you keep on doing it. Yeah, And she may say, you know, if you just improve a little bit, if you just come home a little earlier, if you just stop or improve a little bit, that would be the greatest apology. The aravaida tshuva means to return to Hashem. Tshuva doesn't mean to apologize. Somehow we got, somehow I don't know why, I feel like it's like so ingrained in our system. Aravaida of Elul, aravaida of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur is apologizing. And then what? And then we'll go back. And then we'll apologize next year. The avodah of these days is positive, is growth. Try to learn a little more. But on Rosh Hashanah, we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we recognize Hashem, and we recognize, don't think about your aveiros. And maybe don't think about your mitzvahs too. You say, I'm such a tzaddik, I did this year, I did that this year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu values you because you're a Jew. Not necessarily because of all the good things you did. You're not discriminated against because of the bad things you did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu values you because of your Jew. And the whole Avodah, even Yom Kippur, I was thinking, is the greatest. This is a time which should be the greatest compliment and greatest self-esteem of a Jew, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I was thinking, imagine Chaim Kanievsky called me up and he said, Moshe Dunn, I was learning Olam Amidos recently, and there's something in the second in this chapter on MS, which I don't know if you're right. I don't think you learned the right pshat in the Gemara. Keep it going. You know, I'm loving it. Yeah, I hear. I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe I'll change. I'm sorry. And then he goes on with the next thing I did wrong, and the next thing, and I'm loving every minute. The more things he could point out in the sefer, the more I'm loving it, because what Reb Chaim Kanievsky learned my sefer. Not only did he learn it, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is interested and feels it's worthwhile to point out something I wrote that he disagrees with. That's the greatest compliment in the world. I was on the airplane, and I was thinking, like, I was in the back of the plane davening Shemoneh Esrei, and I was thinking, like, I don't know why it hit me, like, in that matzah, but I was, like, thinking, like, I'm this little dot, because you're in the air, and the air is a big space, and I'm, like, this little dot in this entire universe, and Hashem is listening to me. And Hashem is watching me. And Hashem is helping me. I didn't have a place arranged to stay. I'm like, I'm not going to worry. I could always check into a hotel. Yes, it wasn't such a petachon, but I was trying to avoid it. So on my side, I met somebody by the passport control, schmooze with him. Fine. I met him again. Met the same guy again. We came to taking a taxi. I'm in the taxi with him. He asked me where I'm going, where I'm staying. I said, I'm not sure yet. I'll figure it out. He said, why don't you come to me? I have a big apartment. So I took it as a sign from Hashem. It's a beautiful apartment. I'm staying by this tzaddik who, we had common friends, so we kind of knew each other a little bit, but totally Hashem cares about me and was arranging a place for me to stay. And Hashem cares about you and every single one of you, regardless of what you've done wrong. Hashem loves you the same. And you come in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu and you say, Achet, whoa, Hashem, you care? Hashem, you care that I said Lashon Hara? Hashem, you care that I said this, like, you really care? Like, Hashem really cares? Like, it's the biggest compliment. Yom Kippur is the biggest compliment in the world. So we're busy, nah, I'm bad because this, I'm bad because this. You're great that Hashem cares that you did something wrong. You're great that your mistakes make a difference. You're great that your sins make a difference. Perhaps this is one of the reasons why we a very strange practice. There are different answers. Very strange practice that we sing the Shamnus. Ah, yeah, Shamnu, Baganu, Gazalnu. you know, saying that in English. You know, we stole, we rebelled, we spoke Lashon Hara. Yeah, it's really a happy song. But perhaps there are different ideas, or perhaps one idea is we're singing because we recognize how great are we. The rest of the world has no idea that Hashem is judging. No one. It's an amazing thing. This is like the Gayim try to copy. But it's one thing that I don't think there is a I never heard of a Gayish holiday of such a sort. We know Hashem's judging the world, and only Hashem cares that we should be involved, that we should recognize Hashem, that we should dive into Hashem. And it's not your Rebbe. It's not the big Talmidei Chacham that Hashem wants to hear from. Hashem wants to hear from them, but Hashem wants to hear from you. And Hashem cares about what you're doing. And there's, I'm bad, I messed up. I'm great, and that's why it makes a difference that I messed up. If I wasn't great, it wouldn't make a difference that I messed up. You could just keep on sinning because Hashem doesn't care. You're ready to do 1,000, do 1,001. That's just a complete lie. Hashem cares, and we say so many alchets, it gets long. But you know, everyone, Hashem cares. Hashem cares, every sin Hashem cares. And every mitzvah that we do is precious in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, these are not times of beating ourselves up. These are real times that testify about how great we are. We dress up on Rosh Hashanah into our nice clothing. And perhaps that's part of it. It's a yontif because Hashem wants us, His special people, and individually Hashem wants us to recognize Him as the King. And as we say, V'simloch atah Hashem odecho, we may sometimes like, me, I'm davening, Hashem should rule over the entire world. Like, you know, halavai, I should just, you know, behave myself. I should get myself together, you know, for shachar. It's like, yeah, Hashem wants you to say. Hashem wants to hear it from you. And it's all the Yetzirah that tries to take away our recognition of our greatness. We should be zeicha to understand how special we are, how great we are, what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur says about our greatness, and Bez Hashem, we should be zeicha to do a tshuva shleima. I mean, shkei.